So the research project that I conducted over the summer was titled The Implications of the Legalization of Marijuana in Canada and How It Affects Educational Policy. So although the main focus was on policy change in education, this research was an explorative initiative that attempted to look at much more than this. It looked at the opinions and the perceptions of educational stakeholders on a few topics. These included educational professionals' opinions on Bill C-45, how we could mitigate any potential negative implications associated with the legalization. We looked at, you know, should teachers be drug tested as well? What are some of the perceived impacts on teachers and on students? So there were a lot of topics and questions addressed in the research, and this was done through a synthesis of qualitative, quantitative, and literature review. So first of all, the literature review sought out traditionally how schools dealt with drugs in schools, policies for students and teachers, mitigating drug consumption. We just wanted to look at that in order to understand, you know, conventional strategies in regards to this research. From there, we looked at quantitative and qualitative research. So we did some statistical analysis through a survey that I distributed to a random sample of 384 people. And this kind of just looked at, you know, attitudes and opinions behind the bill, drug consumption, whether they thought, you know, drug testing in their specific organizations were adequate. But most importantly, we wanted to ask people of the public if they thought teachers should be drug tested. From that point on, I used those to kind of correspond as evidence with the qualitative data. So with that, I interviewed 3 teachers, 4 principals, and a board of education trustee. And from that, 5 predominant themes arose in the research. And lastly, just to summarize essentially why I was kind of diving into this topic, I think that my interests are definitely in politics and economics. I wouldn't really say that I'm for or against it. I'm very impartial, but I think there are obvious benefits and negatives with regard to legalization. However, I think that, you know, this is a huge shift that's going to be taking place in Canada. You know, being that it's only the second country in the world and really the first big economy to do this on a federal level, I think it's a pretty big deal. And I think there are going to be a lot of little things that may be overlooked that can collectively come together, which I think that this is one of those little things, which is why I wanted to look at this research.
As you say, this is a big shift for the nation. Can you talk about some of the common concerns expressed by the teachers and the administrators you spoke to?
For sure. Well, I think there were a lot of concerns in a variety of types, and I guess I would classify them being administrative concerns and then drug-specific concerns. So with regard to drug-specific concerns, I think the most articulated concern was around the information of cannabis, being that, number one, there's just not enough information, and number two, that there's too much misinformation, and that students, for whatever reason, thinking that it's okay to consume cannabis. Now, many of the educational professionals had their own opinions on why this might be happening, but that was a very articulated concern. Additional to that, there were some concerns with weed in schools. So 18 and 19-year-olds will have the legal right to essentially, you know, they'll have the right to possess and consume cannabis, and I think that some people's concerns is that they might have an effect on the school environment. Additional to that, one teacher mentioned that the edibles are a concern. Basically, how do we teach youth, you know, these aren't actually candy, you know, these are actually drugs, as well with regard to just medicinal cannabis and how that's treated in schools, both on the student side and the teacher side. And although these are really drug specific, some concerns with regards to administration would be that, you know, if we do want to, you know, combat any of these issues, there are obvious budget and time constraints around these aforementioned situations. So there were definitely a lot of concerns, and I would be honest to say that those are just a few of them.
You mentioned drug testing. Was this for people that work in schools solely, or was it for students as well? Can you talk a little bit about that?
So, like I said, starting out, I looked at the literature behind it. You know, drug testing for teachers, drug testing for students, you know, different situations like that. But I would say that the research that I conducted, like I said, qualitative and quantitative. So with the statistical analysis, the survey that I handed out to 384 people, I asked them the question essentially, you know, do you think teachers should be drug tested? And of that sample size, 44% indicated that teachers should be drug tested. Now on the flip side, when I interviewed the teachers, I asked, you know, the same question, and they indicated that, you know, what would be the point of this? What would be the goal of this? You know, resources could be better allocated elsewhere. There would be essentially no reason for this. So they were obviously not really for that idea. However, they did mention that policies for sure need to be looked at just to make sure that they're adequate enough to, first of all, protect the employer and the actual institution itself.
So based on your research, how do you foresee the legalization of cannabis impacting educational policy and the day-to-day operations of schools in Alberta?
So with regard to the specific policies in place, being that we're in Calgary, the CBE is a, you know, a large body with regards to educational boards. They've recently actually already made some changes to their policies. So prior to these recent changes, the policy for the code of conduct for teachers and students indicated that, you know, you couldn't be under the influence of any illegal drugs or drinking alcohol, obviously, when working. Now, they've recently updated those to say that you can't be under the influence of those, but additional to that, you can't be under the influence of cannabis, any infused products, unless you have authorized medical accommodation. And that seems to be only with regard to teachers. With the students, the same thing as it always been with regard to drugs. You know, you can't be using it on school property, so on and so forth. However, additional to this, I can't really predict any other radical changes immediately. I think the approach that school boards will be taking would be a more reactive approach in that they would be dealing with specific changes as they come along. Obviously, with the policy change, that was more proactive. But I think with regards to any other radical changes, it would be more a reactive approach. Outside of this, with regards to just, you know, the atmosphere, I think teachers will have more freedom to talk about cannabis in the classroom, you know, just to educate the students behind it. And lastly, you know, I do remain optimistic, saying that hopefully by legalizing it, less youth will be consuming it. However, I think that's something we'll just have to wait and see.